AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where the worst-kept secret in town is that Hillary Rodham Clinton is running for president. Our Jerry Bodlander's got the unofficial word.
Sources say that former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton will announce on Sunday that she's entering the presidential race. That was Clinton last September in Iowa, making her first appearance in the state in years, an appearance that further stoked expectations. Clinton reportedly will make the announcement on social media, a prelude to visits to key early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire. It would be her second bid for the Democratic nomination, having lost it in 2008 to then-Senator Barack Obama. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
President Obama and President Raul Castro of Cuba have spoken by telephone. This is only the second time in more than 50 years that U.S. and Cuban presidents have talked to each other. No details on what they said, but this sets the stage for a historic encounter between the two at the Summit of the Americas, which is beginning today in Panama. One person dead, others missing after tornadoes slammed into Illinois. The woman who was killed was in Fairdale, northwest of Chicago, where there's now another dangerous problem, says Fire Chief Pete Polarek.
We have a lot of propane tanks. This particular area was heated by propane, so we have some of them that are leaking. Some we can't get to the valves to control the hazard.
This vast storm system is moving east now, targeting Washington, Philadelphia, and other areas on the Atlantic coast. Nissan and BMW are recalling thousands of vehicles because the fuel pumps can fail and the vehicles can stall. Included are 2014 Nissan Rogues and BMW 2, 3, and 4 series models from 2014. This is AP Radio News. We've discovered that there have been hundreds of security breaches at the nation's busiest airports over the past decade. Intruders hopping fences, slipping past guardhouses, crashing their cars through gates. 24 of those breaches were at the airport in Los Angeles. Patrick Gannon is the police chief in L.A.
I worry every single day about the vulnerabilities that exist at a large airport like this and where those could be exploited.
Most of the breaches involved intruders who wanted to take a shortcut, were lost, drunk, or mentally unstable. A few had knives, another was caught with a loaded handgun. Airport officials say none of the incidents involved a terror plot. Lauren Hill has died. She was a 19-year-old freshman at Mount St. Joseph University, a basketball player who fought an inoperable brain tumor to play college basketball in a game that sold out in an hour. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.